This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:35 and we need interns. We need a couple more interns for the spring. If you're back at school and you're like, oh my God, I'm supposed to get an internship. We got one for you. And actually, in a lot of ways, this is a great internship to have because I know you're a college kid and your first class isn't until 11. You come here and you're like totally engineered it that way. I know you. So instead, get up at 3:30 and get your ass in here. Send a resume and cover letter to Bryn@RadioAlice.com, BRYN@RadioAlice.com. Come work here.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. The Organic Coup wants to thank the 49er faithful for making the Coup Crispy Chicken Sandwich the number one sando at Levi Stadium. Miami, here we come.
I would love a crispy chicken sandwich.
If you don't understand that reference, the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl and it'll be played in Miami this year.
And the Organic Coup's all about it.
While we're on football real quick, and we weren't, but we are now.
Sort of, sure.
I got this list of the best Super Bowls of all times.
Oh. The best Super Bowls.
And according to these guys who made the list, the best Super Bowl of all time, number one, Super Bowl 51 in 2016.
Really?
The Pats beat the Falcons 34-28 in overtime.
Oh.
Brady threw for a then Super Bowl record 466 yards, leading his team to 31 unanswered points after Atlanta led 28-3 in the third quarter. Mm,
the Pats have just been in so many.
Do you
Super
even remember
Bowls
that?
I do remember that they played them. I don't remember anything about the game.
Number two was
there's just been so many. They blur together.
Number two was when the Pats lost to the Giants.
Oh, that was a heartbreaker. I remember that one.
Number three is when the Pats beat the Seahawks. Boy, the Pats are just in. We don't. San Francisco, who's been in and won Super Bowls, don't show up on the list of best Super Bowl games until number four.
Oh, which one?
In 88, San Francisco 49ers beat the Bengals 20-16 after Joe Montana led an 11-play, 92-yard drive that finished the game, finished with a game-winning TD pass with 34 seconds to go. Niners! Steelers. Okay, well, anyway, that's fun, right?
Sure.
Except that we're not on the list as much as we should be. And a lot of the Super Bowls are newer ones.
Yeah. It comes down to what's in people's memories. They probably asked people and they went, oh, I don't know. Was it like a Panthers game?
The oldest Super Bowl on the list of top 10 best Super Bowl games is the one that I just mentioned, the San Francisco 49ers Bengals.
88.
Which is 88.
So there were only 20-something before that.
Anyway. There's that. A new survey found more of us look forward to Valentine's Day than Christmas. That's crazy.
That's BS is what that is. That's Hallmark trying to sell cards.
81% of American adults say they genuinely get excited for Valentine's Day.
81%? Does anyone in this room get... Well, maybe you do. You like Valentine's Day.
I do.
Don't you like get flowers or something? Or
Only if I tell them.
Oh, never mind. So none of us. What about you?
I usually say, don't get me flowers on Valentine's Day because they're too expensive.
Right.
Get me some.
Get them for me all year long. Every day is Valentine's Day.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't care. I could care less. It goes by and we don't even say happy Valentine's. They're like, every day is Valentine's Day. He treats me like a queen every day.
The top way we plan to celebrate Valentine's this year is by giving gifts, going out for dinner, cooking a special meal at home, treating ourselves to some me time.
That doesn't sound very Valentine's Day.
They couldn't get a date.
Right. They are their own Valentine.
Right.
One time, do you guys remember, and I don't remember the name of the company, but they were a sponsor at the time. I had a chef come over and make John and I dinner.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name. They're not in business anymore.
That's too bad, because that was a cool service. They would come to your house. You'd pay for the food and pay for the guy's time, and he'd come and prepare
an incredible...
It
was like a set menu type thing.
I think they cleaned up, too.
Yeah.
I like that part.
It was delicious. A dessert, everything.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. And there he was watching you, like, eat it and stuff?
No, he was cleaning up while we were eating, and... And we kept on eating, and he was like, okay.
Did he talk to you? Or?
Not too much.
Well, that's good.
No, he's fine. Gave him a tip. He was on his way.
Perfect. Yeah. I wish that service was still around.
Yeah.
It would be a good idea. Mm-hmm. Weird to have another person, though, there in the room with you. You know?
Yeah. I don't care.
83-year-old Margaret Mackey suffers from dementia and lives in a nursing home in Scotland.
83.
Last month, one of her helpers sang a duet with her at their annual Christmas party, and it was so good, he booked time in a recording studio with her.
Oh my God.
They covered the Frank Sinatra song My Way.
Oh my God.
Which, I mean, that's a hit, right?
Sure.
Regrets. And they posted it to iTunes last week, and in less than 24 hours later, it was the number 7 song on the iTunes UK pop songs chart.
Oh my God.
When I hear...
Can you grab that?
What do I search for? Who's
My Way
by
Margaret Mackey. She's an old lady from Scotland.
From
my favorite
nursing home.
Version. Well, I love Frank Sinatra's version.
Sure.
Sid Vicious did a version of that song, which is absolutely awful.
and no wonder
and
you love
perfect
it.
In right. every way.
He's doing it his way.
Oh, you know, it's ridiculous. It's so bad. You have to imagine the people who were recording it were just like hand over their eyes, like,
oh my God. No, this is going great. Yep, just keep, maybe we should recut that 100 more times just for the studio money.
All right, well, anyway, you can buy this version, My Way by Margaret Mackey, on iTunes for $1.
Well, let's hear it. Here we go.
Well, I have the original of them duetting together.
I'm still from the Christmas party.
Yeah, I'm still looking for the official version.
All right. Well, you can buy the song in
I'd really like to hear the recorded version of it because that is truly awful. I don't know why he was inspired to record that.
We'll go to charity, so at least the...
Shouldn't they go to pay this lady's bill at the housing?
Well...
Care.
Or she's covered that.
Maybe.
You know, you walk in with your bag of loot, put it down.
Sure.
So, you hope you're
but
done.
You said she has dementia, right? So he just picked her up and said, hey, we're going to record. She's like, all right.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll sing this. I love this song.
Sure.
No, I don't need a lyric sheet. I know all the words.
Well, I mean.
Regrets.
She might need it.
I've had a few. But then again. Oh, but she's Scottish, too. I wonder if you can hear the brogue.
It's clearly hard to find because Bryn's fastest guy I know on. All right.
I want him out of there. I just want to hear her.
It's obviously, you know, makes people feel good to hear this. Can you get the Sid Vicious My Way? Sarah needs to hear that.
Yeah, someone says, OMG, Vin, that Sid Vicious My Way is absolutely so perfect.
Oh. I love it. Awful.
Brinny, play it.
Yeah, it's so perfectly awful.
Oh my God, this is so not what I was expecting.
Me neither.
I was expecting, you know, regrets I've had of you.
No, it's awful. I told you it was awful.
It's beyond awful. Yeah. Bye, buddy.
And so...
Oh, now we're talking. This is what
I
was looking for.
Yeah, that's more like it.
That's when Johnny Rotten kicks in. Mm. Anyway, isn't that a neat story about the old lady from the old folks home? She's got a number 7 hit on the Billboard, on the iTunes chart.
Fantastic.
With an old Frank Sinatra classic. Mm. Good for them.
Wonderful.
By the way,
yes, dear.
We got, and I'll read them in a few, but I just wanted to mention Ron Howard was on the show just a little while
half an hour ago,
and a lot of people really liked it.
Oh, good.
So that's nice.
He's a chatterbox.
He had a lot to say.
He's like Vinny said, he's a pro. Yeah. He knows how to make an interview work and get his info out.
Well, it does appear that he got us in trouble.
Oh, I just got an email back saying no problem.
It's his fault.
Well, it's not the PR company. It's the publicist who was on the line and had only given a slot of 1 hour. So we were one of just a few cities that got to talk to him.
And
so,
we got
they
a little
loved
extra
it.
Time.
They loved it. Thought
oh,
it was great.
Good. Yeah. We only got to tout the show, you know.
Yeah.
That's what the bottom line
Fantastic.
Is for them. Fantastic. It's some promotion for 68 Whiskey.
And I'm glad we got the Paradise info in there as well. That'll be up later on today, right, Vaughn? Yeah.
Tragic. Mm. Like a hard watch. It's not going to be an easy watch.
No, it's not.
Lighthouse Keeper won the lottery, but couldn't go get his money because no one could come to the lighthouse and watch it for him.
You have to be kidding me.
There's a guy named Ivan Dubinsky. He's
a
lighthouse keeper.
He didn't have enough money to pay someone to do it?
In British Columbia, Canada. And back in November, he entered a lottery drawing online.
Yeah.
He won the jackpot of 1 million Canadian.
Oh. So like $12.
It's $765,000. Mm-hmm. Ivan had to wait more than 2 months to collect his winnings because he can't leave the lighthouse unattended and couldn't find someone to cover for him.
But oh, man.
He finally
found
someone.
Well, hopefully.
Not just hold it on the island?
Quit.
I guess, right?
He finally found someone on Monday, so he went to the lottery office to get his check. Let's see. What's he going to do with the money? He says his plan is to spend less time at lighthouses.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Solid plan. Hopefully this guy who filled in on money, he's like, oh, by the way, I'm never coming back. You're going to have to find someone else. This is how this job gets passed on.
I think there's a movie about a lighthouse right now that was kind of big, and I haven't watched it yet, but we got it sent to us. It's Robert Pattinson.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it looks like it's just called The Lighthouse.
Yeah.
Out 2019.
All right.
Yeah, it's
two lighthouse keepers try to maintain their sanity while living on a remote and mysterious New England island in the 1890s.
Oh, in New England. Yeah. I'll have to watch that. So I have that at my house, you're saying?
I think so.
Oh.
But
a
it's
lighthouse.
It's probably
William
up for
Defoe
awards.
Is in it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Probably up for awards this coming Academy season.
Maybe. I didn't see it mentioned. I guess SAG sends us stuff that's up for consideration, right? They want us to vote on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it must have been nominated. The Lighthouse.
Yeah, Vinny, Willem Dafoe and Robert
So is it
Pattinson.
A horror movie? Or is it just like a psychological thriller? What is it? What kind of movie is that?
Let's see if it says what
If it's just a drama, it sounds horrible.
Yeah, I mean, two guys.
Yeah, I want like ghosts and, you know, sea creatures. Release the Kraken, you know, that kind of thing.
Drama, Kraken.
Fantasy, well, horror.
Oh, horror. Nice. Okay, there great. Go. The Lighthouse.
Ruh-roh.
Does it have, what's it got on Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, boy.
I was like, when, you know, it's funny how TV and just entertainment in general has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now my son won't watch anything that's rated less than
91%.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, super hot.
And then you're like a hero if you come to the table with something like, we're going to watch this, and it's successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because you more?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're like a better mom.
Oh.
You know?
All
or
right.
Better son, better dad, you know, whatever, whoever
if
brings it up.
If you bring the thing
right,
that
because otherwise
loves.
It's, you know, then you don't have to have that 45-minute thing where you watch 5 minutes of this show, and, you know, this person's arguing for this thing, and somebody likes it, and somebody else doesn't want to watch it, and then that one has to go out the window, and you look for something else. Oh, my God, it's so tedious. So when you come to the table with, like, all right, I got something for us. We're going to watch The Lighthouse, 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is this, do all families struggle like you do, you guys do?
No, I have no idea.
Because I know I'm more than happy to go. We have other TVs. I'll just split.
Yeah, see, we like to be together.
Oh.
Yeah, we want to watch something together. That's the whole point.
Our intern's mom texted me.
Which intern, Anthony?
Anthony's. She said, ask Anthony about The Lighthouse. It sucks. And he loves that and he loves that movie.
Oh, so she hates it.
Mom hated it. Anthony loved it.
Anthony, get in here. How is The Lighthouse?
Anthony.
Anthony, hurry up. What do you think I got all day here?
Come here, son.
He's coming.
We need
coming.
You to review The Lighthouse.
Here, use mine.
I love The Lighthouse.
We heard.
Yeah.
Are we talking about The Lighthouse?
Yeah.
I love The Lighthouse.
What did you love about it?
Well,
don't give anything away. Just
okay. It's
review
kind of,
it.
It's kind of an artsy movie, mm-hmm. and I don't know a lot about movies. I'll review it. Okay. So it was. oh man, where do I start? There's two actors in it. Pretty much for the whole thing.
Willem Dafoe and the guy from the Twilight movies.
The Twilight dude, yeah.
New Batman.
Twilight dude.
Oh, yeah, new Batman, yeah. Batman dude. So their acting was crazy. I mean, I don't know a lot about acting, but...
But you liked it.
I loved it. I thought
so it's
it was
a horror movie.
Yeah.
Good tension, things happen through the whole thing, or a lot of like long shot, like close-ups of Robert Pattinson looking pensive, you know, like, oh boy, I'm so scared. I mean, you're going to be looking at me for 3 minutes straight.
Yeah.
A lot of that?
A little bit. It's kind of it
it details the relationship between the two of them and how.
Or are they a couple?
No, they're not a couple.
That's too bad.
They're partners. So their
in
job
in the lighthouse business.
Yeah, their job is to they're working a 4-week shift taking care of the lighthouse, and Willem Dafoe is the boss. He like owns the lighthouse, and Robert Pattinson is there to work a shift helping and taking care of the lighthouse.
But then some stuff starts to actually happen, right? Because
it sounds boring.
You are a terrible movie reviewer, Anthony. You are not selling us this movie. He's like, I loved it. Why? Well, it's artsy and weird.
Yeah. Well, it's
so
it's,
your mom hated it.
My mom hated it. Yeah. I kind of knew she would hate it. It's because
is it black and white.
Yeah, it's in black and white.
Oh, Vinny will hate that.
It's shot in a 4:3 aspect ratio.
Oh, so God. Why on earth is this even a movie?
So it has a black bars on the side.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, I love that.
Right. Which is really interesting.
Do I need subtitles to watch it?
Yes, you
okay.
do.
I always put subtitles on.
I do too. This one, the first time I watched it was without subtitles.
Oh, so you've watched it twice?
Oh, yeah.
So you love this movie.
I went and bought it.
You
yeah.
can't. Oh, my
when
God.
It came out, I'm a nut for these kind of weird movies.
All right. Well, thank you, Anthony, everyone. Our intern,
guys.
Anthony.
Thanks
and an amazing. Oh, how many stars do you give it? Oh, two thumbs up. All right. He went
his,
with a thumbs up.
Anthony's last day is going to be Friday.
Oh, I love Anthony. Wow. I don't want him to go. Oh.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. My friend is a writer for 68 Whiskey. I can't believe you guys are talking about it.
Oh, fun.
That's neat.
Yeah, the writing is, well, and it's funny because Ron Howard was just on the show and he was saying, you know, it's an ensemble cast and they find their footing in the next couple episodes. And I have to say, they're off to a good start. That first one, you are just like, oh my God, what is going to happen? Mm-hmm. Like, this is a disaster. But I mean, you know, on the show, not that the show is a disaster. So drama.
Hey guys, I saw Squeeze a few months ago at the Fox and they killed. Sounded great. Tons of energy. So fun. Crowd knew all the words and they have a kick-ass female bass player.
Oh.
All right. Squeeze was my first concert. Can't tell you how good they are, says 408. That's a solid first concert.
Yeah, it's a great first concert.
Good for them.
My first real concert was Journey and Bryan Adams.
Yeah, you know, I have trouble remembering. I know the first concert I was supposed to go to was Kiss, and I got that taken away from me for being a bad kid.
Well, you're a terrible child.
But I mean, then I think, like, my first show probably was Social Distortion or something like that.
Just in a smaller club?
Not even a club. I think it was in a gymnasium.
Oh.
At, like, one of the college, like, UCI or something.
Oh, funny.
Something that's dumb cool. like that. This Sam Elliott commercial doesn't translate. It didn't translate watching it.
No, it's
a
I don't
quiet
yeah,
room.
It's really weird. I'm gonna go back and watch it though.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's supposed to be a Western. It's almost like you have to, like, he might have been saying something important to the bartender, but he wasn't. He was saying the Old Town Road,
right.
Lil Nas X words.
Right.
Yeah, but I was like waiting for something to happen, so I stuck with it. Like, I guess I'll keep watching this. I'm sure, like, all of a sudden Lil Nas X is going to bust in, like, in a
that's
fur
what
coat.
I thought.
I thought
it
was
super flamboyant
be something
and
interesting
and crazy, and then it just, a bag flew across the
like
screen
through
and
the
it was over.
Yeah. Swinging doors.
Yeah, something yeah. right. Bust that guy in. Come on.
Come on, Bryn. Just a nerd. Rick is the smartest man in the universe.
That's true. Yeah, he's a genius. Sorry. I don't know why they're mad at me.
Well, things you say.
Yeah,
terrible.
I mean, sheesh.
Rick's a genius and the smartest man in the world.
I'll read the rest of the text after
universe.
These.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.